Hello, I'm Graham Lang, and this is my exhibition here at Despard Gallery. The exhibition is called In the Clear Night of Day, and it's the product of approximately 2 years hard labour in isolation down my place along the coast near Jeeveston.
You've been doing this for some time, Graham. Do you still get butterflies when an exhibition is opened, when you get to walk around it for the first time, like today?
Oh, absolutely. But it's a great thrill because I sort of work in isolation for months and years. But there's little point in doing all of that work if you're not ultimately reaching out to the public and communicating that work to the public. So in a way, the equation is completed by the public. The public complete these works. So it's always a great thrill to see the work up and as it should be, framed and looking great.
How big a difference does the framing make from what you see leaving your workshop to what you see hanging here in the gallery?
Oh, it's a massive difference. You can sort of look at it as, well, the work's, say, 75% complete when it leaves the studio in that sense, because the framing, and I have an excellent framer here in Hobart, Paul Staley, the framing absolutely completes the work as well. Things that can be just on boards and pieces of paper or card suddenly acquire a substance. You know, I think it also, one of those factors like the public that actually complete the work.
How hard is it to let go of the work, to let a framer have their say, to let the gallery owner have their say about how it's hung and where?
You know, to me, that's always a question of trust, and I have great faith in my framer. He's got an incredible eye, and I've got great faith in this gallery, Stephen Joyce and his team, and I feel very safe in their hands.
What's been going through your mind the last few years while you've been in isolation in Jeeveston, putting paint to paper?
Well, I had a show in 2018, and I felt that I'd kind of resolved several directions then. So this exhibition is quite exciting for me because it's opened up a few directions. But I tend to work intuitively, and, you know, when an artist works intuitively, things lead to things. So, for example, there's a painting of two lovers dancing in a dark, bleak landscape. That was inspired by a fantastic song by Leonard Cohen called Take This Waltz, and then that evolved into me thinking about that Buddhist notion of samsara, or this wheel of suffering. And from there, while working on that, the trajectory went into the Adam and Eve story. And so I did a whole series of paintings depicting Adam and Eve searching through the wilderness for their lost Eden. And from there, that evolved into the paintings of migrants or refugees searching for a new home somewhere in the world while reaching back over the horizon to what they left behind. So, you know, this is how I work. It's very much attuned to the process. The process tends to dictate the meaning ultimately, but one thing leads to another.
It's pretty dark, I gotta say. I look at this and parts of this feel quite grim. The faces are often fairly stark and again look grim. What was going on with you emotionally while you were making this?
You know, in all my work there's a duality of light and dark. I think it's a symbolic measure that I use to acknowledge that night and day exists in us. We are made up of opposites, and so that I do like to play with very strong contrasts, light and dark.
You've also got hyper-realistic animals featuring just in small places on these. How did they come to be a part of this?
The hyper-real elements or moments in the paintings are kind of, first of all, a kind of visual ploy for me. I like to splash paint around. I like to acknowledge the potential of paint just to speak on its own terms. But, all, you know, in most of my paintings, there'll be a moment of acute realism. And they always symbols of some kind of human state of being. So, for example, the breaching whale to me became a really nice symbol of a moment of revelation. The animal, in breaking free of its watery bounds, kind of achieves a momentary divinity in a way. So I use these symbols as surrogates for human behaviour.
So why is there a gentleman over there with a tiny, perfect pig on his head?
Well, I think that's maybe a bit of a self-portrait in some ways. Look, I love pigs. I think they're the most, along with dogs, the nicest of animals. But I guess, you know, that particular painting reminded me of several people, including myself, who have a very stubborn streak.
There's also a sculpture over here. What's the process of making that very tall human figure?
Well, that's a piece I did some years ago. I used to do a lot of sculpture, but then a serious illness forced me out of sculpture and I, you know, just physically couldn't cope with doing that anymore. But that particular piece there was modelled in wax and then cast into bronze. So it went through a lost wax process and cast into bronze.
So that's one where you make it in wax and then you are melting the wax away with something else. That must be a cathartic moment to watch something you've created be melted away and yet to be created stronger than it was.
Yeah, it's a beautiful process. It's very time-consuming as well. It's basically, you model the work in wax, and then in that case there we made rubber molds of it. You melt the wax out of the molds, and then, you know, in that same process you pour the molten bronze into it, and then begins the fettling and chasing, as they call it, which is the working down to the final piece and the patination.
What's the piece in this exhibition that you're going to find it hardest to let go of?
Yeah, there's several that I would find hardest. I think that one called Samsara over there with the, you know, the lovers dancing in the dark is a favourite piece of mine. But there's also another one over there in the corner called A Thousand Yard Stare, which I think has a great intensity. And that was inspired by seeing photographs of soldiers post-battle who'd been severely traumatised, and so it has particular resonance with me.